Today's daf is Zvachim daf Nun Beis. We had a long brisa yesterday, and today we're going to continue to explain the various lines of that brisa. We're going to have two different opinions. Remember, we had a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, about they both suggested a particular kal v'chomer, but it was unclear what the difference between their two kal v'chomers were. So we're going to have two different possibilities of what Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael were in fact arguing about, and then we're going to have a brisa that teaches about Shvicha Shirayim for the Parkoin Mashiach as well as the Par Yom HaKippurim. And that's really the majority of the daf, is the Shvicha Shirayim Ma'akev. The idea that you have to pour out the extra blood into the Yisod HaMizbeach, is that going to be Ma'akev the various Karbanos? So that's primarily what takes us through the majority of the daf. But we are holding at O Eino Ela Mizbeach Shal Ola, I believe on the second line of the page, on Nun Beis Amud Aleph. And that is a quote from the Brisa. We had said in the Brisa yesterday, O Eino Ela Lemizbeach Shal Ola Yehe Yisod, that maybe the Pasuk is only telling me that remember yesterday we were talking about why it is that by three separate Karbanos we have the same phrase of El Yisod Mizbeach Ola by three separate Karbanos, where it seems unnecessary for the Torah to point it out. So one of those, so we had three limudim. One of them was that the matan dam of the karbanola should be in the on the karnos hamizbeach, but connected the yisod, meaning there are four corners on the mizbeach. Only three of those corners actually have yisod connected them, and by the karbanola you're going to do matan dam on two opposite corners. So if you choose certain corners, there's one of them won't have a yisod. You choose other corners, the two opposite corners will have a yisod. So it has to be done over those corners that have a yisod. That's what we were discussing yesterday. So the Gemara discusses how we can say such a thing. How could it be that the Braisa had a havamina to darshan from the pasuk that you should put the dmei ola on the karnos that are connected yisod? Miksiv el yisod ha'ola. Does it say el yisod ha'ola? Which would teach that the pasuk is telling me that karbanola needs matandam directly connected the yisod, meaning on top of the area that has the yisod? It doesn't say that. El yisod mizbach haola ksiv. Sounds like it's telling us about all karbanos that the dam needs to be placed on this mizbeach, meaning it's not talking about a karbanola going on the yisod. That would be if the Torah said el yisod ha'ola. But no, it's talking about the mizbach ha'ola, the mizbeach that relates to the karban ola, and it seems to be telling me that all karbanos should have the dam placed on that mizbeach. So how can you darshan that it's only talking about a karban ola, and the word mizbeach l'chora is totally extra based on this in the pasuk? So the Gemara answers that when the Braisa asks that we should say El Yisod Mizbeach HaOla comes to teach me that the Matan Dmei Ola should be on the karnos that are connected the Yisod, I have a ksiv El Yisod HaOla, the Bryce is assuming that had the Torah said the phrase that you wanted to say, El Yisod HaOla, Hava Amina Bizkifa El Yisod, I would have thought that the Matan Dam of the Karban Ola has to be put Bizkifa, meaning that the Yisod is like a step up at the bottom of the Mizbeach. So it goes up and Amma and in an Amma. So I might think that you have to put it on the side, on the wall, on the horizontally, I always get confused, up, right? Right, vertically. I would think that you have to put it on the vertical wall of the Yisod of the Mizbech. Hashem Dichsiv, El Yisod Mizbech Ha'ola. Now that it says El Yisod Mizbech Ha'ola, it's coming to tell me that you put it on the Yisod that's Doma L'Mizbeach, which means Agaga the Yisod, on the top of the Yisod, just like when normally when you put something on a Mizbeach, it's on the top of a Mizbeach. L'Chora, this whole thing is very difficult. Tosus points out, in the end of the day, that's not where you put the Dama the Ola at all. It's not on the Yisod. It's on the top of the Mizbeach. It's higher up on the Mizbeach. k'neged the yisod, but it's not actually on the yisod at all. So Tosus writes that what the Gemara means to say over here is not that you put the dam of the ola on the gag of the yisod mamish. It's just telling us that you don't put it on the zekifas yisod. But certainly, if putting it on the kirem is beach, is better than putting it on the gag hayisod itself. So we're just trying to say that you don't put it on the side of the yisod, but you would put it on the gag hayisod or better. And we're going to have a different drasha that's going to teach us, but it's not actually on the gag hayisod. So now we continue quoting the Braisa. So the Braisa explained that the pasuk is coming to teach me that the dam is put on the gag hayisod. Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel says, no, that din, that the dam of an ola needs to be gag hayisod, that has to be put on the gag hayisod, lamali kra, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that din, meaning don't waste one of the phrases of El Yisod Mizbach HaOla. We have three of them to use for drashos. Don't use one of them to teach me that the Dam HaOla has to go Keneged, the part of the Mizbach that has the Yisod, because Kal V'Chomer, that I can know without a pasuk. I can know that from a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Shiyari Chatos She'ena Mechaperes, if the Shirayim of a Karbon Chatos, which does not achieve Kapara, nevertheless Tuna Gag Yisod has to be put on the Gag of the Yisod, because that it says El Yisod HaMizbeach, so it sounds like the Yisod that is Kim Mizbeach, which means the Gag of the Yisod. So Tchilas Ola, the initial Zrikas Dam of the Karban Ola, Shemechaparis, which actually achieves Kapara, it's not Shirayim, it's the actual Zrikas Dam of the Ola that accomplishes the entire Kapara, Eino Din Shetu'una Yisod. All the more so, it's going to require Yisod. So that's Rabbi Shmuel's Kal V'Chomer. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, now this din, that Matan Dam of Karban Ola, has to be on the Gag Yisod, you're right, we don't need the pasuk for it. I can learn it from a Kal V'Chomer, but it's a different Kal V'Chomer. Umash yari chatas she'ein mechaprin. Ve'ein ba'in lechaper if shirayim of a korban chatas, which is not mechaper, and it's also not ba lechaper. Remember, we had this Kal V'Chomer yesterday. Tu'una gag yisod requires the gag of the yisod. Tchilas ola, the actual matan dam of the ola, the initial dam of the ola, shemechaperes, that not only is mechaper, u ba lechaper, it's ba lechaper. Ein odin shetu'una gag yisod. All the more so should require gag yisod. So that's the Rabbi Akiva's way of formulating the Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara is going to ask in a moment. It sounds exactly the same as Rabbi Shmuel's Kal V'Chomer. But the point of both of them is to say that I don't need that pasuk to tell me that the Dam of the Ola goes on the Yisod. Im Kein Matam Lomer El Yisod Mizbach HaOla. Ten Yisod Limizbach Shal Ola. What's it coming to teach me when it says El Yisod Limizbach Ola, that it says by the Seer Nasi? It's telling me Ten Yisod Limizbach Shal Ola, that there's got to be Yisod by the Mizbach Shal Ola. So it says my Benayhu. What exactly is the machlokas between the two Kal V'Chomers? They seem to be saying exactly the same thing. So Amar Rav Adbarava Shirayim Ma'akvim Mikibenayhu, and this is going to be the topic of the entire rest of the daf. Is Shirayim something by the various Karbanos? Is the Shvicha Shirayim, wherever we pour the Shirayim, is it something that's Ma'akev the Karban? So that is a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Mar Savar Ma'akvi, Rabbi Shmuel holds the Shirayim are Ma'akev the Kapar of the Karban, but they're not Mechaper in their own right, and therefore he says that Shiyari Chatos are Eina Mechaprin. Mar Savar Rabbi Akiva holds Lo Ma'akvi, the Shirayim are not Ma'akev the Kapar of the Karban, and that's why he adds ve'inam ba'im l'chapara. Not only that means that they're not ma'akiv the kapara of the carbon itself, even if you don't do the shvich shrayim. Meaning, not only do they not achieve the kapara, they also are not even ma'akiv the kapara. The matan dam of the chatos has nothing to do with the shirayim. You do the regular matnos dam, kapara is over, it's complete, and it's fine. According to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you do the regular matnos dam, that's what achieves kapara, but only but shvicha shirayim could prevent that kapara from being chal. So that's the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. That is how Rav Ada bar Ava understands. Rav Papa, however, disagrees. Rav Papa Amar Dukuli Alma Shiraim Ein Ma'akvim. That both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel would hold that pouring the Shiraim into the Yisod of the Mizbech is not Ma'akiv the Kapara. V'hacha b'mitzvah chatas ha'of Ma'akiv k'miflugi. Over here they're arguing whether squeezing the blood out of the chatas ha'of onto the Mizbeach, whether that's Ma'akiv the Karban. Mar Savar Ma'akiv, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the mitzvah chatas ha'of is Ma'akiv the Karban, and if you don't do it, the Karban is pasul, and therefore he says about the Shiraim simply that they are not Mechaper, because the mitzvah is what's Mechaper. Mar Savar Lo Ma'akiv, Rabbi Kiva holds the mitzvah chatas ha'of is not Ma'akiv the Karban, therefore he adds to Rabbi Shmuel that these Shiraim are also not Boim the Chapara, even if you are not mitzvah the Dam Chatas, it's Neschaper. I mean, that's why he adds the extra phrase, that it's not only Shvicha Shiraim, it's the Mitzoy also that's not Mechater. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel holds, Shvicha Shiraim may not be Ma'akev, but the Mitzoy is going to be Ma'akev, the Kapara. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that it is Ma'akev, Rabbi Kiva holds not Ma'akev. So those are the two explanations of what the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is. Either they're arguing whether the Shiraim is Ma'akev, or they're arguing whether the mitzvah of the chatas ha'of is ma'akev. It is interesting that both of them, the way they formulate their kal v'chomer, is that if the chatas, the shiyare chatas, are not mechaper, and it requires yesod, not mechaper, not ba'al chaper, however you want to phrase it, but the shiyare chatas is not the mechaper of the chatas, and it requires yesod, then the tchilas ola, the actual matan dam of an ola, which is mechaper, should for sure require yesod. Now the idea that parts of the chatas are mechaper and parts are not, that makes a lot of sense, because the korban chatas is meant for kapara. That's what a chatas is. There's an avera, and an avera requires kapara. But ola is an ola for kapara to begin with. Both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel assume that the actual matandam of the ola is all about kapara. So you see that the ola is mechaper. The sugya Maseches Yuma Daflam Vav explains yet that yes, ola is mechaper, but not for the same kind of thing that a chatas or an asham would be mechaper. Ola is mechaper for bittul mitzvah sasei, or an iser lo sase shenita klase, meaning the kind of avera you wouldn't get malchus for. Failure to do a mitzvah sase. Tosos and Maseches Yuma over there points out, for example, a person didn't sit in sukkah. A person did not put on tefillin for several days. So it could be that he's going to make a sukkah, put on tefillin from then on. Right? It's not like he didn't do it at all, but didn't do it for several days, or when he was supposed to do it. That's what the korban ola is going to be mechaper. So there's a question in Achronim exactly how far we go with that. Meaning, let's say a person didn't put on tefillin, but it's through absolutely no fault of his own. The Chazon Nachum has a tshuva, Chelek Aleph Siman Zayin. A person the Goyim came and they confiscated his tefillin. Russians came, confiscated his tefillin. His neighbor had an extra pair of tefillin. They were all total amratzim. No one knew anything. The neighbor gave him the extra pair of tefillin. He wore it for decades, and then he later discovered that it was kosher, Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. The whole time he was wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. So does he need some sort of kapara, some sort of tshuva for never wearing tefillin? Even Bismanenu, we have very often the Shaila comes up where a person's been wearing tefillin their entire lives. They had him checked by a sofer. We had an arshul a couple of times, twice that I remember, where someone was wearing tefillin for decades, since their bar mitzvah. They had him checked by a sofer religiously every X number of years. And then they discovered, they had him checked one more time when they're 30 years old, 35 years old, and there's a letter missing. The sofer that checked them weren't so careful. Not that they were mean or whatever, or dishonest, they're just not so good at what they do. And they missed the letter. They missed the fact that there's a missing letter. So mamish, tefillin psulim, call you mayhem. So is that something that requires tshuva? Is that something that requires kapara? So I have a piece of my sefer about this because I was so taken by the fact that this kept on happening. So there's a lot of discussion in Poskim about this. Now in the Chazon Nachum, He points out that in Tosfos it says someone who didn't put on tefillin for some while has to bring a carbon ola. Yeah, it's interesting, he says some while, meaning how long do you need? Is there a requirement to put on tefillin kol yom? There's a suffix biralacha kos on primagadim, if I'm not mistaken, whether there's a requirement to put on tefillin every single day, or the requirement is every moment that you're wearing tefillin is a mitzvah. Meaning a lot of the poskim suggest that if you missed it, if someone has to miss a day of tefillin for whatever reason, he should keep his tefillin on longer afterwards. There were some Gedolei Yisrael that after Chol HaMoed, after Yantif was over, they would put on tefillin longer for the following week, because every moment is a kiyum mitzvah. But we do assume la halacha that every single day is a chiyuv to put on tefillin. So Tosfos says that if someone doesn't put on tefillin, he's going to need kapara and he has to bring a karban ola. However, it could be that Tosfos is only talking about if someone does that b'mezid, because Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yitzayin Amud Aleph identifies Poshe Yisrael Begufan. Who are Poshe Yisrael Begufan? Those who don't put tefillin Barosham. And Tosfos explains that we're talking about those who do it Machmas Mered, they're Mevaza the Mitzvos, and they don't treat tefillin with respect. So those are the ones that have to bring Karmanola to Mechaper and Aravera. But someone who didn't put on tefillin B'Shogeg is not going to require Kapara. Also, Tosfos writes, you can't bring a Raya from the Chi of Karmanola, because Rava over there says that Ola is Doron. If a person doesn't do any tshuva, Zevach Rishayim Toeva. And if he does tshuva, someone who's over a mitzvah seva, asa tshuva, lo zaz mishamat shamachim lo. So manavshach, the karban l'chora, shouldn't make a huge difference, because if the guy doesn't do tshuva, karban is not going to help. If the guy does do tshuva, the rules of tshuva are, for a mitzvah saseh, le'enu zaz mishamat shamachim lo. You do tshuva for a mitzvah saseh, you don't have to go through any series of Yisurin or anything like that, or any sort of punishment, you get immediate kapara. So Ola is not really coming to be mechaper. So you have to figure that out, why it is that our Gemara says that Ola is coming to be mechaper. Okay, so that's part of the discussion over here. Okay, so back to our Gemara. So now we have two explanations of what exactly Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel are arguing about. Either they're arguing about whether shirayim are ma'akev, the kapara, or they're arguing about whether the mitzoy of the chatas ha'of is ma'akev the kapara, but everyone agrees that shirayim is not ma'akev the kapara. So the second one is Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, everyone agrees shirayim is not ma'akev the kapara. Pouring the shirayim into the yisod is not going to affect the kapara value of that karban. The whole discussion is about the mitzoy chatas of. Says the Gemara, Tanya kavaseid Rav Papa will prove that Rav Papa is correct, that Rabbi Shmuel would also hold that shirayim is not ma'akev the kapara, that everyone agrees shirayim is not ma'akev the kapara. Now the Braisa happens to be talking about the requirement of shvicha shirayim on the par yom ha-kippurim, the braisa that's going to support Rav Papa. It says by the par kohen mashiach, it's called dam ha-par yishpoch, that you pour all of the dam apart into the yisod mizbach ha'ola. So matam lomar hapar, why does it have to say hapar? It should just say this, kol adam yishpoch, because we know what we're talking about over here. So by, just like by every other pasuk that talks about shlicha shirayim, you figure out within context which carbon you're talking about. Why does it have to say hapar? So limid al par yom ha-kippurim shetan matan dam yisod. Even though the parsha in Vayikra Perek Dal pasuk Zayin is about the par kohen mashiach, since it identifies hapar, it must be referring to a different par. Which par is that? The par yom ha-kippurim. The par yom ha-kippurim also requires matan damim liyisod divrei Rabbi, that you have to pour dam into the yisod from the par yom ha-kippurim. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, says Rabbi Yishmael, the idea that par yom ha-kippurim requires pouring the shirayim into the yisod, kal v'chomer. I don't need a pasuk for that. I could learn that from a kal v'chomer. I don't need the word par for that. Uma im mi she'ein nichnas dam lifnim chova. If you have something that the dam is not, there's no chiv to bring the dam lifnim, to bring the dam into the heichel, to sprinkle the dam there, like the parko in Mashiach, where there's no requirement of bringing the dam lifnim, and yet ta'un yisod, you still require shvicha shirayim into the yisod of the mizbeach. that which has a requirement to bring the dam lefnim, meaning the par yom kippurim, every year you have to bring the dam bifnim, so eno din shetotun yisod, so all the more so to kal v'chomer that it would require shvicha shirayim el yisod. So says Rabbi Shmuel, don't tell me that the word par teaches me that I have to pour the shirayim of the par yom kippurim into the yisod. A kal v'chomer teaches it to me that if by the par kohen mashiach you have to pour it into the yisod, par yom kippurim is a more chomer dikadin. Of course you're going to require shvicha shirayim. Amar Rabbi Akiva, says Rabbi Akiva, that din, that the par yom kippurim, they have to pour the shirayim into the yisod mizbech. You're right, you can learn it from a kal v'chomer, but a much better kal v'chomer. You see, Rabbi Shmuel was learning it from the fact that par kohen mashiach doesn't go into the heichal l'chova, only the mitzvah, that if he sins, it's a mitzvah to bring the karban and to bring the dam into the heichal. But there's no set chova to bring him into the heichal. That's what Rabbi Shmuel meant. I didn't say it right. That Rabbi Shmuel meant that it's true, the dam of both parim is brought into the heichal, but the dam of the par yom kippurim is a chiyuv every year. There's no getting around it. Every year there's a par, but the par kohen mashiach is if he doesn't aveira. If the guy doesn't aveira and he needs a kapara, so then he has a din that he brings the par into the heichal. That's not as serious as the par yom kippurim, which is an absolute chova. So says Rabbi Akiva, I'll give you a better kal v'chomer. You can learn it from the fact that the dam doesn't go into the kodesh hakadoshim at all. Umami she'ein damo nichnas lifnai v'lifnim, bein l'chova, bein l'mitzvah. You know what the par kohen mashiach? You know why the par kohen mashiach is more kal than the par yom kippurim? Not because you only bring the dam lifnim when you have to bring the carbon, as opposed to the par yom kippurim where you have a chiv to bring it every year. No, it's that even when you have to bring it, even when you have to bring the par kohen mashiach, it goes lifnim, but not lifnai v'lifnim. It doesn't go all the way into the kodesh hakadoshim. So and yeah, ton yisod, you still have to pour the shirayim onto the yisod. So mishim nichnas damo chova lifnai v'lifnim, a par yom kippurim where the dam has to be brought chiyuv every year lifnai v'lifnim, eino din shetol yisod, all the more so that's going to require shvicha shirayim into the yisod of the mizbech. So says the Gemara, Yachal, or the Brisa rather says Yachal Yaakvenu. So you would have thought that since the pasuk doesn't have to mention that's called Dam Hapar Yishpoch to teach about the din of Shvicha Shirayim for Par Yom Kippurim, because like we just said, we can learn it from a Kal V'chomer. So nevertheless, it says it. So you might think that okay, so Yaakvenu, it's telling me that it's Ma'akiv the Korban. Meaning, why does it have to mention the Shvicha Shirayim if I already know it from a Kal V'chomer? The pasuk must be mentioning it to tell me that it's ma'akev tamalomer. That's why it says at the end of the description of the par v'chilu michaper es hakodesh, that what the kohen did with the avodos that are mentioned in that parsha, that it achieves kapara. Sholmu kol kaparas kulan. So shvicha shirayim is not mentioned in Vayikra Perek Tes Zayin, and yet it says that if you do everything it says Vayikra Perek Tes Zayin, then you will have achieved kapara without shvicha shirayim. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So you see, shvicha shirayim is not ma'akev the karban. That's Rabbi Shmuel. So now the Brice is going to discuss the shvicha shirayim of the par kohen mashiach, whether that's ma'akev. Right now we know the shvicha shirayim of the par yom kippurim is not ma'akev. What about the par kohen mashiach? So the Brisa says kal v'chomer. We the par kohen mashiach. Now we have a kal v'chomer to tell me that the par kohen, the shvicha shirayim of the par kohen, about the par kohen mashiach. Kal v'chomer is as follows. Me'ata, we darshan the kal v'chomer that requires shvicha shirayim by par yom kippurim from par kohen mashiach. So now that we came on to that kal v'chomer that requires shvicha shirayim bepar yom kippurim, that same type of kal v'chomer will teach us about the par kohen mashiach as follows. Umami she'ein nichnas dam lefnim lo chova v'lo mitzvah, something that the dam is not brought to lefnim, not as a chova and not as a mitzvah. Not only is it not a chova to bring the dam into the eichel, there's not even a mitzvah bedavar, it's also to bring it into the eichel, meaning those kabbanos that have no requirement to the eichel, the si'ir nasi, the chatas of the yachid, where the dam is only placed on the mizbeach hachitzon, and nevertheless ta'un yisod. You still have to do shvich hashirayim into the yisod of the mizbeach. Misha nichnas dam lefnim bein lechova bein lemitzvah. That which the dam is brought lefnim into the heichal, whether it be lechova or whether it be lemitzvah, like the parkoy mashiach, ain't no din shetal yisod. All the more so should require shvich hashirayim to the yisod. So that's how we know that the parkoy mashiach requires yisod. So yachal, you might think yakvenu, that since the pasuk doesn't have to tell me about the shvich hashirayim of the parkoy mashiach, because I could derive it from the kal v'chomer, from the seir nasi, from the chatas yachid, where the dam is not even brought lefnim at all. So from the fact that the Torah still says it, that you pour the shirayim into the yisod, you might think that pasuk is telling me that it's ma'akiv, that if you don't pour the shirayim into the yisod of mizbech by the parkoy mashiach, the carbon is going to be pasul, and that's why the Torah has to write this din that I otherwise could have anyways known from the kal v'chomer. So to tell me that it's dafka ma'akiv, tamalomar v'eskal dam apar yishpoch. That's why the pasuk says v'eskal dam apar yishpoch. Up until now it said v'lokach hakoyin mashiach midam apar v'hizam in adam sheva palm lefnei Hashem v'nasna koyin medam lekarnas v'zech torah samim. Over here it says a different lashon, v'eskal dam hapar yishpoch. Instead of v'shafach, it's telling me yishpoch, that it should be poured out, not v'shafach, that you should pour it. Nitka kasuv la'asei va'aso shiyori mitzvah lomelcha shirayim ein ma'akim. The Torah it changes it from the way we do it, in the way it expresses it by other korbanos, and turns it into a mitzvah sasei alone, to tell me that there's no absolute chiyuv over here, as a way of saying that it's not ma'akiv, that it's only something that's the mitzvah, but it's not ma'akiv. So what do we see in this braisa? That according to Rabbi Shmuel, shiori chatos are not ma'akiv, which is exactly what Rav Papa said. This whole braisa was just to support Rav Papa. Remember, we had two opinions of what the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rav Papa was, what the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel was. Rav Papa understood that both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel hold that the shirayim are not ma'akiv. The whole machlokas was about the mitzvah chatos of whether that's ma'akiv. What you see from this braisa is that in fact Rabbi Shmuel holds the shirayim of a chatos are not ma'akiv. So that's why this whole braisa is one major support for the shita of Rav Papa. Now the Gemara goes on to explain where Rav Papa goes on to say that Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, so we know what Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva don't argue about. They don't argue about shvicha shirayim being ma'akiv. They both agree that it's not ma'akiv. What do they argue about according to Rav Papa? The mitzvah of the chatas of. So now the Gemara moves on to that. The savor Rabbi Shmuel mitzvah chatas of ma'akev. Does Rabbi Shmuel really hold that the mitzvah chatas of is ma'akev the korban? V'atana debir Rabbi Shmuel, but we have a tana debir Rabbi Shmuel when it talks about the chatas of. The pasuk says va'nishar badam yimatzei. It describes the mitzvah va'nishar yimatzei v'she'eno nishar lo yimatzei. That if all of the dam came out by the hazaa, you don't need mitzvah anymore. There's no more dam, and it's not ma'akev the korban. So you see, apparently, according to Rabbi Shmuel, mitzvah chatasov is not ma'akev. When there is dam left in the neck of the animal, good, squeeze it onto the mizbeach. But if there's no dam left, fine, then the korban is fine without it. So how can you say that Rabbi Shmuel holds that mitzvah chatasov is ma'akev? So says the Gemara, yeah, these two braisos, the one that Rabbi Shmuel holds mitzvah chatasov is not ma'akev, and the previous braisa, the way Rav Papa explained it, that mitzvah chatasov is ma'akev, is trei tanoi, alib is Rabbi Shmuel. It's a machlokas tanoim, what Rabbi Shmuel actually holds. But Eirachinam, it's a stir between the two braisos, whether Rabbi Shmuel holds the mitzvah chatasov is ma'akev or not ma'akev. Amar Rami Bar Chama, hay tana savar shirayim ma'akvi. So the Gemara is going to bring a shita that disagrees and holds that the shirayim is ma'akev, meaning we've already brought a braisa to prove that Rav Papa is correct, that both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel hold the shirayim is not ma'akev. The whole machlok is about the mitzvah. Says Gemara, yeah, but there is a braisa that makes it pretty clear that the shirayim is ma'akev the korban, as we're about to see. Did Tanya, we have a braisa. It says by the korban chatas, hakohen hamechatei osa. Osas telling me osas shenitin damim lamala v'lo osas shenitin damim lamata, meaning that which you put the dam on the karnos hamizbeach, like the Torah tells you to do, that's where we say hamachate hakoyin hamachate osa, not that which is nitin damim lamata, which is does not get eaten. So amarta v'chimei ayin basa. So where are you coming from to tell me that a chatas that the dam is put lamata kosher, that you would need to have a pasuk to tell me that it's possible? Meaning, why would there be a havamina that it's kosher that you're dashing this pasuk to tell me, no, lo osashanit and dam lamata, not if you put the dam chadas lamata, that's not going to be okay. Why would you think it's okay? So why would you need to tell me that a shinui makom of the matan dam is going to pasul the chatas? Of course. So mechal shenemar, because the pasuk says v'dams v'chech yishafich al mizbach. So the fact that it says yishafich sounds like shvicha on the mizbeach. One matan dam is enough to be mati the basar v'achila. So lamadnu l'nitanin b'matan arba shem nisanin b'matan achas kiper. So you see from the fact that it says yishafeich, it tells me that even though really you require four matanos of dam by your karban chatas, but if you do even a single matan of dam, it's going to be enough to achieve kapara. It's not going to be ma'akiv the karban. Do one. Only one is ma'akiv the karban. Yachal af hanitanin l'madla shem nisanin l'mata kiper. So if we could play such games with a carbon chatas, you could take that which requires four matnos dam, do one matan dam, and it's going to be mechaper. So I might think that even though really you're supposed to put the dam lemala on the top half of the mizbeach, that if you put it lemata, it's also going to be mechaper. So that's why I need the pasuk to tell me, no, osa, only if it's lemala, not lemata. Lemata, it's not going to be mechaper. So the Brisa asks, v'dinu, but can't we learn this din, that the makom of the matan dam is ma'akev, even without the limit of osa, meaning I should have logically been able to figure out that if you put the dam in the wrong place, you're not going to get your kapara. Because nemru damim lamala, it says about dam that you put on the top half of the mizbech, meaning a chatas behema, the dam is put on the top half of the mizbech, v'nemru dam lamatan. And it also talks about dam that you put on the bottom half of the mizbech, namely the chatas ha'ov. Chatas ha'ov goes on the bottom half of the mizbech. Well, we know the halacha is that if you take chatas ha'ov blood, which belongs on the bottom half of the mizbech, and you put it on the top half of the mizbech, you don't get your kapara. So after mamur l'malim nisan l'mata lo kiper, the reverse also you shouldn't get kapara. Dam that belongs on the top half of the mizbech, chatas behema that you put on the bottom half of the mizbech, also shouldn't give kapara. So why do I need the pasuk osa? I know it anyway. I can learn it from chatas ha'ov. You put the dam in the wrong place, you're not going to get your kapara. Says Gemara, lo, im amarta b'tachtonim, if you're going to tell me that putting the dam in the wrong place by that dam that belongs on the bottom half of the mizbech, and you put it in the wrong place, you put it on the top half of the mizbech, shenitanin b'nisin on the mala, she'ain sof on the malon, lo kiper. You know why it's not mechaper if you take the dam that belongs on the bottom half and you put it on the top half? Because that dam never has any business being on the top half of the mizbech. But Tomer be'el yonim, the dam that goes on the top half of the mizbech, shenison lamata, that you put on the bottom half of the mizbech, oh, it's not so removed from the bottom half of the mizbech. The dam on the top half of the mizbech, sheyesh ben karav lamata. Some of it actually is supposed to go lamata. There's shirayim that's supposed to be poured into the yisod of the mizbech. So it could be that I would think that if you put all of the dam lamata, it's not going to be ma'akev, because the shirayim anyway is going to go lamata. So you can't learn from the dam that's supposed to go lamata, that you put lamala, that's not mechaper, that it's necessarily so that the dam that's supposed to go lamala that you put lamata is not mechaper. Maybe that would be mechaper. That's why I need the pasuk osa. So says Gemara, no, damim hapnimim, the matan dam that's put in the heichal yochichu should show that limud is incorrect, that this rejection of the comparison is incorrect. Sheish ven karav b'chutz v'im nesanan b'tchila b'chutz lo kiper. The fact that some of the dam is going to go somewhere should not help at all, because there the dam of karbanos that is supposed to be brought in the heichal, yes, some of the dam is going to be poured outside. The shirayim are all supposed to be poured outside of the heichal. But if you do that ikur Iker matan dam on the dam apnimiyim outside of the echel, forget it. There is no kapara. So we're back to the original limud that if dam lamata that's placed lamala is going to be pasul, then dam lamala is placed lamata should also be pasul, and therefore I don't need the osa. So it says more low. No, you can't bring a raya from the dam ha'pnimiyim because the matan dam is not by the pnimi is not going to be mesayim the avoda. It doesn't end the avoda. There's still more that needs to be done. Tomer be'elyonim shai karnos me'markos osan. But dam that you put lemala, dam of a chatas be'ema that's supposed to be lemala, the karnos are supposed to finish all the avoda. Nothing else after that is ma'akev. So since the more kal, you can't prove from the dam ha'pnimiyim, which are more chamur. So in the son lamata ksherim. So maybe the dam lamala that you put lamata will be kosher. That's why tamal lomar osa. Osa shenitin dam lamala, velo shenitin dam lamata. So I taka do need the pasuk of osa to tell me that no, if dam belongs lamala and you put it lamata, it's pasul. I would not have otherwise known this on my own. May she'em mizbeach ha'pnimiyim mimarkan, lav elu shiraim. Now we just mentioned, and this is the whole reason we're bringing this brisa, we mentioned Derech Agav in that conversation. Oh, by the way, the dam that belongs on the Mizbeach HaPnimi is not Mimarek. So what does that mean? Doesn't it mean because you still have Shirayim, that the dam HaPnimiyim is not so chamur because the Shirayim is going to be Ma'akev, the carbon, and you still have to pour the Shirayim on the outside Mizbeach. So whatever you're doing on the Mizbeach HaPnimi is not going to finish the job anyway, and that's why you can't learn from the Mizbeach HaPnimi to the halacha of dam that belongs lamala, because dam that belongs lamala is more kal in the sense that the shirayim are not going to be ma'akev, and all you need is the dam on the karnos of Mizbeach. So you see that the Tana of the Braisa holds that the shirayim of the pnimim is ma'akvim, that any karban that the dam is brought lifnim, the shirayim is ma'akev. That was like derech agav, it was just mentioned in the Braisa that it's not mimarik. That means that you still have shirayim. So Amalei Rava says, no, ihachi, if the Tana of the Braisa means to say that the dam ha'pnimim, the mizbeach ha'pnimi is not mimarik because it still requires shvicha shirayim, and that's what's ma'akev the karban, so then I certainly wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that a chatas where you put the dam lamata is pasul, because tasty be kal v'chomer. I should be able to bring a kal v'chomer from the shirayim of the pnimim as follows. Ma shirayim ha'pnimim shesof and chova b'chutz. If the shirayim of the pnimim, which ultimately you're going to have an obligation to put b'chutz, the carbon is not going to be kosher unless you're shofik the shirayim b'chutz. As sotin batchila b'chutz. But if you initially put the dam ha'pnimim b'chutz and you don't bring it into the mizbeach ha'pnimi, low keeper, you definitely do not achieve kapara. Sanitam lamala shein sofen chova lamata. That dam which is put lamala on the mizbeach, where it's true that shirayim belongs lamata eventually, but it's not ma'akev. The shirayim is not going to be ma'akev to be put lamata. Vasan bechila lamata, and you put it there lechachila. Ein odin shelo keeper. All the more so, it should not achieve the kapara, and the carbon should be pasul. So now we're back to the kasha. What do I need the limud of osa? So you have to say that the Braisa does not hold that Shirayim are Ma'akev, and that's not what it meant when it said that that the Dam HaPnimiyim is Memarik. So what does it mean then? Ella ein mizbeach ha'pnimim markan bilvad ella paroches. When we say that mizbeach ha'pnimim doesn't finish the job, it means that it's not enough to have the matanos ha'mizbeach ha'pnimim. You're also going to need to put matanos adam on the paroches, and that's what makes them more chamor. That there are two avodos b'fnim, and that the carbon is not going to be kosher without it. So Gemara brings another brisa that also discusses the issue of shirayi ma'akvim or not. Tan rabbanan v'chila michaper im kiper kilav. Low keeper, low kila. So the pasuk could have said v'hikra v'sir hachai. Why does that say v'chila michaper sakodesh v'sol moed v'samizbeach? It's telling me that if you did all the matnas dam in the kodesh and the ol moed and the mizbeach, then you finished all everything that you need to do with the par and the sayer, and it's going to be kosher. But if it's low keeper, you didn't do all the matnas dam, low kila, then the carbon's not going to be kosher. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Why doesn't the pasuk? Why don't we darshan? Why don't we darshan these words in the pasuk to tell me the way the imkila kiper im lo kila lo kiper shim chis achas mikol hamatanos lo asov lo klum. That if you finish all the matnas dam, you're mechaper, and if not, it's not mechaper. And the pasuk is telling me that if you miss any one of the matanos, it's lo asov lo klum. So the gemara explains the brisa. What are they saying differently? They sound like saying the exact same thing. So my binayu, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi, two opinions. Chad amar mashmos darshaniku binayu. They're just arguing about how to darshan it from the pasuk, but they're both saying the same thing, that all the matanos dam are ma'akev. No, they're actually arguing about what's ma'akev, what's not. They're arguing about whether shirayim is ma'akev. Tistayim, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Damer d'shirayim ma'akvi. Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one that holds shirayim are ma'akev. Damer Rabbi Shimon Levi, l'divrei omer shirayim ma'akvin, mevi par echad u'maskul b'tchila b'fnim. According to the one that holds that shirayim are ma'akev, if you finish all the matnos dam and you still didn't do the shirayim, didn't do the shirich shirayim in the zbeach hachiton, and then it's poured, the dam spills and you lose it, so maybe par echad, you bring a par, you shecht it, you mekabel the dam, you begin anew, bifnim, in the heichal, the whole thing, in order that you should be able to create new shirayim, because the shirayim is actually ma'akev. So Rabbi Shimon Levi is one that says that the shirayim are ma'akev, and therefore you could prove that Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa holds that shirayim are ma'akev. Atu Rabbi Yochanan, leslei hasvara, but does Rabbi Yochanan disagree that with the idea that shirayim are ma'akev? Am Rabbi Yochanan, Tana Rabbi Nechemya, Kedivir Amar shirayim ma'akvin. Rabbi Yochanan is one that explained Rabbi Nechemya to say that shirayim are ma'akev. So he also follows the idea that shirayim are ma'akev. Ella, when you want to be miyashiv Rabbi Shubal Levi, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, shirayim are ma'akev, and Rabbi Yochanan, who says that according to Rabbi Nechemya, shirayim are ma'akev, kidivrei ha'omer v'lav lahani tanai. Hachanami kidivrei ha'omer v'lav lahani tanai. Shirayim are ma'akev means to say, it's not one of these Tanaim, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda. So over here also, you could say that when Rabbi Shubban Levi says, Kedivrei Omer, that the Shirayim are Ma'akev, it's not necessarily according to these Tanaim, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda. So you can't necessarily resolve which of the Amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shubban Levi, holds that Rabbi Yehuda thinks the Shirayim are Ma'akev, because both of them are only saying Kedivrei Omer, but we don't know whose Shita they're actually going within. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Bezam days.